Hello and welcome to Live Sports FM. I'm Jonathan Pinfield. It's Tuesday the 23rd of May and we're here at Bradford Park Avenue Cricket Ground for the relaunch of the brand new cricket facilities with first class status earmarked for 2019. There's lots of invited guests here for the day, so let's go and meet them now. Lord Patel is a proud Bradfordian and someone who's an ambassador on behalf of the ECB. This must be like a dream come true for you.
Absolutely a dream come true. I mean, if you think about the atrocity that happened last night and you look here today, this is what it's all about. You know, children from all backgrounds enjoying a fantastic day together. They'll remember this hopefully for the rest of their lives, and it'll encourage them to play cricket and be involved in cricket and make new friends. It's fantastic.
Just before we talk about today's laws, just give us a few memories that you've got from your time of coming down and watching cricket here at Bradford Park. Have you in the past? I guess you've seen some great players here in your time.
I used to live 5 minutes walk up the road, so all my childhood was walking past the ground most of the time and then sneaking in for the last hour when it was free, and you saw the great players and you always wanted to play here, and I remember playing a school final here when I was 12, and that was like the first time I'd been on the actual ground. Ironically, after I retired and my young son started to play, we played here for 3 years with Whipsy Park Chapel, so this was our home ground and it was fantastic. But it's great to see it come back, some of that former glory coming back today.
And I know that you're one of Bradford's biggest ambassadors and you're one of the lead people who actually champion Bradford Park Avenue as a ground that could really take advantage of our growing young population.
Absolutely. And for, you know, all those people listening out there, this, you know, when this ground is finished, we're going to have the Yorkshire Diamonds playing here. We might have the odd, you know, county match here. We'll have Sky here. This will be a fantastic community and, you know, professional facility. Now, you know, if you've got a bit of spare cash and you'd like to put your name on it, you're welcome. It'd be great for Bradford and it'd be great for the city.
Well, we're here for the launch for the practice facilities, but as you've said, in 2019 we're going to have first class status. I know that you're also keen to encourage league clubs to be taking part in Bradford Park Avenue as well, so it really is an exciting time. There's a lot of hard work to be done, but could really bear fruit over the next few years.
Well, if today's anything to go by, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, we'll be there. 2 years ago, nobody thought we'd be able to deliver what's been delivered. Credit to Mark Arthur and Yorkshire County Cricket Club for what they've done. It's been fantastic.
Mark, as Chief Executive of Yorkshire County Cricket Club, you've been one of the driving forces behind ensuring the rebirth of Bradford Park Avenue. How proud are you that we're standing on the turf here today with brand new facilities and a roadmap to 2019 first class status for the ground?
Well, we're absolutely delighted. The vision was always to regenerate a first class cricket ground for the benefit of the community. There's a vast shortage of cricket playing spaces for the community in Bradford. And when we came along here and saw the opportunity, just said, we've got to make something special happen here. And we're sort of 50% of the journey through. And I think anybody who has arrived here for the first time today can quite believe what has been created. But, you know, following on from the vision, we needed absolute commitment from a lot of people and a lot of organisations. Bradford MDC have been outstanding, as have the England and Wales Cricket Board and Sport England in their support of our vision. And hopefully, by 2019-2020, we'll have built a new pavilion which is capable to host international cricket, international disabled cricket, but for the rest of the time it will be there for the community to use. And then, you know, Bradford will be truly back on the cricketing map in this country.
And finally, Mark, how important is it for Bradford to be producing cricketers at every level who can not only enjoy the game but hopefully push up into the ranks and eventually play, fingers crossed, cricket for Yorkshire and maybe even fulfil the dream to play for England?
Well, it's absolutely vital, and today, you know, we've obviously got Joe Root, Johnny Bairstow, Adil Rashid, you know, from Bradford, who broke the mould many years ago, Moen Ali and David Willey down here, and you can just see the interest in them from all the local cricketers. So hopefully there'll be one or two youngsters here that say, you know what, one day I hope that's me.
Well, as a Bradfordian, I want to give you my personal thanks for the tremendous effort of yourself and your colleagues, and onwards and upwards.
Thank you very much.
So, Dickie Bird, we're here for the relaunch of Bradford Park Avenue. Tell us about some of your favourite memories. First of all, as a player.
Well, as a player, I had my probably one of my one moments of glory here at Bradford Park Avenue against Glamorgan. I got 181 not out, and we won by an innings. We won the match easily. I got 181 not out, and I was dropped next match. They dropped me. I thought, oh dear. I was so proud to be part of a Yorkshire squad, a great Yorkshire squad in those days, as it was. And because they had six internationals, Glamorgan, who I got my runs against, they had six international bowlers, test bowlers, in their side. So, but we won by an innings. In fact, Freddie Truman bowled them out twice. Yeah, so that's some memories. And I also enjoyed umpiring here as a umpire. I used to love Park Avenue because it was something special in my life. And some wonderful, wonderful moments.
Everyone always talks about the great atmosphere at Park Avenue because it's a very intimate ground. The crowd's right on top of the pitch. So as a player and an umpire, you must have been able to hear the atmosphere in the crowd as well.
Yeah, you did, because the pavilion was down at that end, and the embankment went right back, right up at the two corners, went right back, and the crowd, because the pitch was in a dip, more or less a dip, and it we used to call it the bull ring in our days. I don't know what they call it. I don't know what they called it, but it was Bradford Park Avenue, and this was a bull ring, you know, and that, it was a football ground there. I mean, one of the best footballers what ever lived played for Bradford Park Avenue. That was Len Shackleton.
Absolutely. So it's got a great sporting heritage, and the reason that we're here now, Dickie, is because we've got new practice facilities in 2019. Bradford Park Avenue is going to regain its first-class status. As someone who loves the game, how important is it for the future generations to have great practice facilities, but also the potential of a first-class ground as well?
Well, Bradford must have. It's a must for Bradford because it's a big city in Yorkshire, and this is a must. And the facilities now, looking at this ground, magnificent, and the square is marvellous, the square, and it will be good for the community, it will be good for all the youngsters, it will bring a lot of interest into cricket, look at all the youngsters around all today, these youngsters, what's playing here today, and it should be marvellous. I mean, Yorkshire first team could play here, could come back and play, Yorkshire second certainly, and Yorkshire women and England women's test side could play here. They could all play here because this would be when it's finished, it will be a magnificent ground.
Well, Dickie, it's always a pleasure to chat to you. There's queues of people waiting to chat to you, and we've got the formal presentation soon, but it's been great to see you, and we're looking forward to seeing you throughout the season.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, Yorkshire's Director of Cricket, Martin Moxon. First, before we talk about today's launch, some of your favourite memories of Bradford Park Avenue as a player.
Yeah, I always remember it as being a ground with great atmosphere, because obviously the crowd are very much close to the action. And I think, you know, the surface used to be perfect, really. It was very flat. So I think the atmosphere of the ground was the overriding memory. You know, it was... The old dressing rooms, you know, that used to be so high and looking down on the arena, I think gave a great effect.
And what was it like to play on?
Yeah, really good. As I say, the outfield and the pitch was really flat, and you know, just no excuses really for a poor performance, because everything was really good and in great condition.
Now, I remember as a young lad being at Bradford Park Avenue, one of my heroes at the time, Jeff Boycott, I think had got a ton, was run out in the most unusual circumstances, and you were involved in that. I don't know if you're reminded of it.
It's good of you to remind me. I don't remember everything that happened in my career, but I do remember that moment. So I was acting as his runner at the time, and Kevin Sharp drove Rupert Hanley, the North Ants bowler, back down the pitch, and he got a hand on it, and I unfortunately was out on my ground, so I ran Geoffrey out. So Yeah, it was a bit of an awkward walk back to the pavilion.
I can't imagine when you got back in the pavilion, put his arm around you and said, don't worry about it.
I guess the only saving grace was he was over 100 at the time, so better than him being obviously not, but yeah, it was a bit embarrassing.
Now, we're here today for the launch of the new practice facilities at Bradford Park Avenue and the announcement that the ground is also going to be working towards first-class status in 2019. How important is it for Yorkshire cricket in general that we've got such a great facility coming back to life?
Yeah, I mean, it's important for the area. I think that's the first and foremost, that the area now has got a fantastic facility to promote the game of cricket. And, you know, it's the first time I've been here since all the work's been done. And, you know, to be honest, it's absolutely outstanding. The net facility and the, you know, the changing rooms and the quality of the outfield already, you know, is really excellent. So, you know, I mean, all credit to everyone that's been involved in achieving this. I mean, it's been a fantastic amount of work being done. And, you know, credit to everybody because it really is... you know, a fantastic achievement. It's only going to get bigger, isn't it? You know, with more work to come, you know, over the next couple of years, it's going to be something really special.
And finally, Martin, in your role as director of cricket, how important is it for the young lads to be coming up through the ranks and eventually into the first team throughout the county? And fingers crossed, hopefully, plenty more from Bradford.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, you know, as you know, our philosophy is to try and produce our own cricketers as much as possible. And, you know, we're a massive county, and you know, the more people, young people that we have playing cricket, both for the men's and women's game, the better, really. And you know, this facility here is going to really, you know, show cricket in a great light, and give, you know, the people of this community a great opportunity to start playing the game, and hopefully, as you say, one day they'll be Yorkshire cricketers.
So, Dave, you just want to start by telling us a bit about your memories of playing cricket when you were growing up?
Yeah, I think for me, you know, it all started in the park next to my house, playing, you know, against the tree with my dad. So, certainly, you know, when I very first started, there weren't facilities like this, and they sort of came in as I grew up. So, you know, having somewhere like this is just fantastic for people that want to play cricket.
Now, of course, your dad represented England with pride. Was your hope and expectation that you could always follow in his footsteps?
I think my hope and my dream was, my expectation was never quite that high. So, yeah, you know, growing up, I'd have always wanted to sort of play, firstly, first-class cricket for Northampton, and obviously it would have been a dream to have played for England as well. So to have done both of them, you know, I'm, you know, it's very proud and honoured to have played both first-class cricket and international cricket.
Now, you're part of a rejuvenation of England cricket at the moment, and you're one of our most dynamic cricketers with both bat and ball. We're here for amazing facilities at Bradford Park Avenue. How important to you as a cricketer are practice facilities? Because it's not just what happens out in the middle, is it?
No, absolutely. You know, it all starts here. Even for us now, you know, we spend day in, day out practicing our game, and you know, having facilities like this available to all sort of ages and sexes is crucial. So it's great that the money's been put back into the local community for them to be able to play in such facilities.
The ECB have just launched the All-Stars Cricket Initiative aimed at encouraging younger players to get into the game. Bradford Park Avenue is one of a handful of grounds throughout the country that's been earmarked for first-class status, along with practice facilities as well. So how important is that we're encouraging the next generation of cricketers to follow in your footsteps?
Yeah, massive. You know, I think with the technology these days, it's sometimes easier for kids to sit inside and not be outside playing sports. So I think the All-Stars Cricket is exciting. I've seen how they've done it in Australia with Milo Cricket. And you know, it's brilliant. I think it will you know, rejuvenate cricket here in England, and hopefully, you know, it does, and you can see some, you know, results of that in the next few years, playing, you know, not only for domestically but also internationally.
You're never out of the game with bat or ball. Finally, what keeps your enthusiasm for the game?
Winning games of cricket. There's no better feeling than winning games of cricket, whether it would be 2020 or four-day cricket. You know, there's no better feeling than winning, and you know, it's always nice when you contribute to that, but you know, winning games of cricket is just the best feeling ever.
Andrew, firstly, your memories of growing up and playing cricket in Bradford?
Good memories, good fun memories. You know, obviously Bradford, home, brought up there, been around Manningham Mills, Bradford and Bingley. But it was, when I was growing up, it was good fun, but I never expected to be where I am today from what it was then. But that's life, you know, that's hard work and dedication, and it pays off.
Now, in my time playing cricket, or sort of turning out, I only ever really remember one decent leg spinner before you in the Bradford League, George Batty. So what inspired you to become a leg spinner?
Well, I think it was my dad. My dad at a young age, 19, 10-11 just threw me the ball and just taught me how to ball leg spin from there. It just came natural to me, and I was working hard, and from there things just kicked off. You know, playing for a club cricket, then you're going to county trials and England, and from there everything's kicked off. But all the credit, you know, obviously goes to goes to my dad.
Now, we're here for the launch of Bradford Park Avenue's new practice facilities with first-class status earmarked for 2019 as a Bradfordian. How proud of you are today?
Definitely very, very proud, you know, to see this facility, to see what it was like 15, 20 years ago, you know, where there wasn't much here, but then for ECB and the Bradford Council to come along and, you know, put the money in here, invest in here with the facilities, nets, and you've got the pavilion, you've got the scorecard, you've got the ground now, hopefully looking all good, in good condition. Hopefully now the kids can come here, really express themselves, enjoy themselves and get the good coaching facilities they want to then hopefully go further in their field.
Now, in a couple of years' time, as I said, the ground's marked for first-class status. There's a possibility you could be playing here. So you've got a couple of years to work on two or three new mystery balls.
Yeah, a couple of years for that, but obviously it'd be nice as well to be playing in Bradford close to home. It would be perfect as well. You know, obviously born and bred in Bradford. Very proud of, you know, where I'm from as well. So, yeah, that'll be good times. Yeah, looking forward to that as well. So hopefully it can actually come back into first-class status as well. It'll be lovely.
And finally, Adil, there's a great turnout today. Lots of people practising, lots of people to see you and your colleagues from Yorkshire and England. How important is it that Bradford continues to produce Yorkshire and England cricketers of the future like yourself and Johnny Best and so many people who've gone before you?
Yeah, definitely, because we all know that Bradford, there's a lot of talent in Bradford. You know, that's not actually been seen by a lot of people, but now hopefully this facility is here now. Hopefully the coaches can see that. People can see the talent that Bradford has to hold and hopefully can go further, so it's important for that. Obviously it's good to get Bradford's name out of there and back on the map.
Well, you've only got about 6,000 more autographs and photos to do this afternoon, Adil, so enjoy the rest of your day.
No problem, thank you very much, thank you.
Johnny Bear, so firstly, some of your memories of playing cricket as a young lad.
Yeah, obviously it's born in Bradford, it's great to see it back up and running. I mean, being from here and being part and parcel of, well, coming and seeing the facilities and everything that's happened, it's great to be around it.
Your dad has some great games here in his time as a batter, wicketkeeper all round here and skipper. You must be itching to get back hopefully in a few years' time when Park Avenue has first class status in 2019.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're very fortunate to have two very good venues at our disposal. Obviously Scarborough's somewhere that we like to pride ourselves on our results, and has been somewhere that has been very successful for us. So we look forward to coming to Bradford Park Avenue again. Obviously with everything that's going on here, it's exciting time for Yorkshire, and it's great to see so many people down here.
Yourself and Adil are the latest Bradfordians to have represented Yorkshire and England with pride. How important is it for us to have a return to some great facilities that hopefully will pave the way for the future generations?
Yeah, exactly that. I mean, hopefully with these facilities you'll get the next Joe Root, the next Adil Rashid coming through, and that's exactly what we want to happen. We're very fortunate to have a huge amount of cricket to be played in the county, and to have these facilities at our disposal is something that we've got to take full advantage of.
Well, Johnny, thanks for your time. You've got about 5,000 autographs and selfies to take, but great to see you again and enjoy the rest of your day.
Cheers, thank you.
So, Joe, firstly, just some of your memories of playing cricket in your formative years.
Yeah, a lot of my memories were coming down to facilities not quite as good as this, but at Aberdale Park, and sort of learned my trade in the net areas there with my brother, with my family, and with the guys down at the club, and it just sort of all stemmed from that, really.
And you're here for the official launch of the practice facilities with first-class status for Bradford in 2019. How important is it for the county game and the English game to have facilities like this?
No, it's really important. You know, the whole aim, I suppose, for us as cricketers is to try and keep developing good young players, and the best way of doing that is to provide facilities where they're able to do that, and this is a fantastic starting point. To see that in Bradford and to see you know, a lot of attention paid to this area is brilliant, and it's going to be great for Yorkshire cricket.
And for people living in and around Bradford, what would you do to encourage them to come down to Park Avenue, perhaps pad up, glove up, hit a few in the nets, and start playing.
Come and try it out, and you've got a great opportunity to use some fantastic facilities, and it'd be silly to waste that chance. So, as much as possible, encourage as many young kids to come and have a really good chance to play in some first class facilities.
And finally, how important is it for, again, Yorkshire and England to have young players coming up through the ranks to make sure the game's as strong as possible?
Yeah, it's massive, and I think it's a real big incentive for the England Cricket Board at the minute is to try and get as many youngsters playing the game. And as I said, you need good facilities for guys to have opportunities, and this is a great opportunity for Bradford and for the people around the area.
Well, you always play with a smile on your face. You inspire thousands to take up the game. So let's hope that cricket at Bradford Park Avenue is just another step on the way.
Yeah, let's hope so. Thank you, mate. Thanks.
Tom, could you start by telling us why we're here today?
Well, we are here today to celebrate the opening of a brand new pavilion at Bradford Park Avenue. But it's a great deal more than that. It's the coming together of a community project, which is reinvigorating a historic ground for both Yorkshire cricket and cricket in the entire country, and making sure that we put Bradford Park Avenue's ground right at the heart of Yorkshire cricket for the future.
Now, we're here for the official launch of the practice facilities. Yep. We've got first-class cricket earmarked, our first-class status earmarked for 2019.
Yep.
Why is it important that Bradford has a facility like this?
Look, I think Bradford plays such an important part in Yorkshire's cricket history, and it's changing cricket future. I think, as we've heard today from some of the community leaders locally, this part of the country is such an important place for cricket to be the thing that really knits the community together, that really demonstrates how cohesive cricket can be to unite communities from all different sides. And come to celebrate what we have here is a first-class cricket facility that hopefully in the future we get to recapture some of those memories that this ground has given cricket fans all over the country for so many years. I think over 330-odd first-class games have been played here. So the history is so rich, and I think we see a very bright future, a fantastic multicultural future that really gives us something to inspire cricket's future in this part of the world.
Now, it's a great opportunity for Bradford and Yorkshire, but of course this is part of the National ECB initiative, where you've earmarked a number of key destinations in the country where we can really develop young talent. Just give us an overview of that initiative and where Bradford fits in that jigsaw.
Well, it's not just about talent identification, it's about actually being a relevant sport going forward. So what we're trying to do is make sure that we have got as many opportunities to give young children and adults as well the opportunity to play cricket in parts of the country where some of those facilities are no longer available. So this is about reinvigorating cricket in parts of the country where we know there's a real passion there, and sometimes in some cases the facilities don't match that passion. This is one of those spaces. And actually, if you look at our the demographics of cricket in this country, Bradford is a living, breathing, thriving example of how successful we can become again as a sport which dominates this part of the country.
Now, I know that there's been some research recently commissioned and launched which has got sort of concerning figures about the lack of awareness of cricket, particularly amongst young people. And off the back of that, you've launched the All-Stars initiative. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, well, the All-Stars cricket is launched actually as a programme last Sunday. It's rolled out in about 750 clubs. There's about 2,000 more coming online. There's 2,000, over 2,000 clubs in total coming on, and the aim is to get 50,000 children between 5 and 8 picking up a bat and ball over an 8-week programme in the summer, and this is delivered through local cricket clubs. But really what we're doing is saying that in order to have that lifelong connection with cricket that is the reason why so many of us are here today, is you've got to start early. You've got to capture that imagination now, earlier than ever before, because of all the distractions and things that kids are exposed to from a very young age now. So in order for us to be part of their conversation and for part of the things that they're passionate about, cricket needs to make that connection really early. All-Stars cricket is about doing that at 5 years old all the way up to 8.
At today's launch, we've seen over 200 school children playing out on Park Avenue, having a great time. I think I've spotted a bit of talent there as well in terms of some future cricketing stars. But Why is the perception and the awareness of cricket so low amongst children at a very young age compared to some of our other national sports?
Well, I tell you, it's a problem that all team sports are facing. I don't think it's something that is unique to cricket. But what is clear is that in order to be relevant for us to secure our future as a sport in the mainstream going forward, we've got to work extra hard to make sure that kids make that connection early on. So, we understand some of the reasons are about lifestyle. People seem to have less free time than they used to. People are exposed to a lot more different things. I think Sport England's got 178 sports that it's asked to support. So there's enormous competition out there. We're aware of that, and we're fundamentally trying to change that. Where cricket sits in what kids and young people are passionate about. And we're well on that road to make sure that cricket maintains its status and grows its status as the number one summer sport and the number one challenger sport to football.
We've seen the success of T20 cricket, which was launched in England, but of course there are big competitions elsewhere in the world now, like the IPL and the Big Bash, and the ECB have responded to that by developing a new competition that's going to be city and district wide in a couple of years' time. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, it's obviously an exciting moment for English cricket. We've developed a tournament that we've developed in order to inspire a new generation to get involved with cricket, for us to appeal to a wider audience. So that's been the reasoning behind all the work that's gone into new T20, and the plans are going to basically emerge over the next few months as we do further work to bring that tournament to life. But a 2020 start time, so we've got a bit of time, but we absolutely aim to be the biggest T20 tournament on the planet.
Now, we know that the investment, that particularly the satellite channels have invested in cricket, has given the ECB the opportunity for initiatives like we're here today. Some critics have argued that there is an issue that with the lack of cricket on terrestrial television, we've lost a generation. Is the ECB looking to readdress that balance in future between the rights that are given to satellite broadcasters and the more exposure that is also on terrestrial TV?
Well, as you'd be aware, we're in the middle of a process, so there's not much I can say about that. But obviously, we're looking to strike the right balance between reach, revenue and exposure going forward.
And finally, we're celebrating a great day here at Bradford Park Avenue. What are your hopes for Bradford and similar initiatives like this over the coming years?
Well, I look forward to this project being completed and for us seeing some cricket being played at a very high level. What excites me is the way that community have responded to this facility, which is so I look forward to girls and boys of all ages and all backgrounds, faiths and cultures coming down and enjoying cricket in this fantastic facility.
Well, we stood on the hallowed turf at Bradford Park Avenue in front of an immaculate prepared wicket. And whoever's head groundsman here has not done too bad a job's eye.
Yeah, thanks, yeah. I'm quite happy with where we are at the moment. It's been good.
Now, when you took over as head groundsman of Bradford Park Avenue, I think it's fair to say that it was a bit of an unfavoured ground. It was something that needed a bit of TLC. They had a proud heritage and tradition, but it had seen better days, and you've worked tirelessly over the last few years to get it into an amazing condition that it's seen now. We're going to talk a bit about the facilities a bit later, but in terms of the playing, talk us through the work that you've done over the last few years here.
Yeah, I mean, when I took over as groundsman a couple of years back, yeah, it was quite rough. It was rough is probably an understatement, but we had it all scarified. We put plans in place. I was fortunate enough to have Richard Robinson as my mentor, so a quality groundsman there. So we put a plan in place of what we wanted to do, how we wanted to get there. So we scarified, got rid of a lot of the debris and the leftovers of the 20 years of dereliction, and these are the fruits of it now.
Well, it looks tremendous. We're here today for the official launch of the practice facilities, but also the big announcement that we're working towards first-class status for 2019. So we're saying what a great job you've done, but you've only just started.
Yeah, and the exciting thing is that 2019... being a first-class groundsman of a first-class cricket ground, could you dream of anything like that? You know, of them years of playing cricket in the Bradford League and finally achieving a dream, if you want to say, being part of the county club.
born in Yorkshire, bred in Yorkshire, and now groundsman for Yorkshire.
Very impressive. And we're talking about the immaculate prepared surface. We're stood out in the middle right now, but there are big plans off the pitch as well. We've had a sneak preview of the new practice facilities, which are now officially open. Give us an overview of what's going to happen in terms of the infrastructure around the ground.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, obviously there's the 8-lane nets that are down on the old football pitch. The bigger picture is the new banqueting suite, restaurant, changing facilities. We're going to go up in the top corner up there, and then it's to terrace out, you know, to seat it all out. And the old Canterbury Avenue stand will be roofed, and the end of it all will be the floodlights, so giving it that first class status. And hopefully, Mark has just said to me that, you know, I'm looking at least one game per year played here. Yorkshire coming here for one game, and that is huge. And like today, if you look around, you've got anybody that's everybody in cricket on Park Avenue's turf, going back all that history, all them players that played here. And you've got the Joe Root, who's the England captain, and the England players coming to do that. When was the last time we could say that, as proud Bradfordians, that this is what we've done, or this is what we've achieved?
Well, you've just told us there that the Yorkshire County Cricket Club chairman, Mark Arthur, has given a bit of an indication that Yorkshire could be set to play first-class cricket here from 2019, which will be absolutely tremendous. And, of course, the other reason we're here today is it's a great resource for Bradford, for junior cricket and for league cricket. So we're going to enjoy first class days, but we're also going to enjoy top class cricket at Bradford for the juniors and for the league side throughout the year as well. That's something we've been crying out.
And the ladies and the disability sides. I think the visually impaired could be playing here as well. So it's
showcase finals. Let's get that in.
It needs to be reiterated that it is a community ground for the community. It's not specifically for anybody individually. It's for anybody that, you know, that has that keen, wants to play cricket, and it's here. And we as Bradfordians have got something to be proud of again. You know, once it's all done, up and ready, if them plans are anything to go by, we're going to have a first-class facility.
Well, as someone who used to come here as a lad and watch Yorkshire County Cricket Club, and also, I'll say play cricket with you, but I sort of turned up more than played cricket.
No, we played, mate.
But, you know, it's a great day, and I'm really proud of everything that we've done and that you've achieved.
Thanks, Jonathan. Jonathan, it's the passion that gets us there. It's not all about ability, it's the passion.
Taj, on behalf of the Yorkshire Cricket Foundation, how proud are you that we're here celebrating the official relaunch of Bradford Park Avenue?
I'm absolutely delighted. It's a bit of a dream come true. Obviously, this is something we've been working towards for quite some time, and although we've not quite realised our dream yet, but hopefully we're halfway there. But we've actually come a long way, especially when you consider that over the last few years, obviously those people from Bradford and all, there's been all sorts of different plans for Park Avenue. Unfortunately, none of those have come through. And when we started, two and a half years ago, on what we said we would plan to do, obviously some people were quite, you know, not sure. They thought it was just another plan. But 2 years down the line, and we're halfway there. We've still got an awful lot of work, but we're absolutely delighted with where we are today, and hopefully these people who are here today will appreciate what we're actually trying to do here.
We celebrated the official launch of the new playing and practice facilities here. Tell us a bit about what we've got here right now.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a brand new pavilion, changing area, showers, toilets and so on, which is specifically for the training area. And the training area is 8-lane nets, artificial nets. And they're actually quite special because obviously a lot of people who use nets for practice and so on, they tend to be generally indoors. But these are outdoor nets, and there was very good surface, which is more or less playing on a grass surface. And also the fast bowlers get a decent run-up as well. So the fast bowlers are quite happy, and the batsmen are quite happy. They're going to get sort of practice that's quite realistic to they would get on a grass wicket. And also on the cricket side, the outdoor facilities side, we've got the brand new scoreboard, electronic scoreboard, replacing the old one, the old historic one. So that's ready to go now. And also the lot of work that's actually done on the square, hopefully that will be in place to be used for start of next cricket season.
We've spoken to Mark Arthur, the Chief Executive of Yorkshire County Cricket Club, and Tom Harrison on behalf of the ECB, who have both given their commitment to ensure that Bradford Park Avenue works towards achieving first-class cricket status in 2019. So tell us about the next big piece of work.
Well, I mean, obviously what we're trying to do is, yeah, I mean, the ECB and Yorkshire County Cricket Club and so on, we want to bring first-class cricket here. But first and foremost, this facility is for the local community and people who play their crickets in Bradford, whether it's in the local leagues or even they just play for fun. Or even if they don't play cricket at all. So we want this facility to be for people of Bradford and hopefully they can get access to it and use the facilities that we've got. And obviously we'll be here trying to organise as many different events and as many different competitions and so on as possible to make sure that different people can use it. And we start our work more or less starts straight away. We've got people playing all the matches here every weekend, every Saturday, every Sunday. There's a match going on here. There are some matches during the week. And in 2 weeks' time, we've got the Ramadan Cup starting. So there's 8 teams who will be playing during the month of Ramadan, every Tuesday, every Thursday. And hopefully, there'll be as well as people watching. There'll be quite as well as people playing. There'll be quite a number of people watching as well. So yeah, we're hoping to attract quite a lot of people to these new wonderful facilities that we've got here.
And working towards 2019, we've also got plans for a new pavilion and stadium arena as well.
Yeah, that's the next phase and possibly the biggest phase of the whole project. Obviously the changing areas that we've just filled built now and finished building is specifically for the practice facilities, but we want to build a cricket pavilion specifically for the cricketers to go next to the ground, and that'll be the next big project. And after that will be the seating area, and the final process will be the lights, the floodlights that will go in place for 2019, all being well.
You're going to be busy. Now, finally, Taj, how important is it for Bradford to have a showpiece cricket arena at Bradford Park Avenue that can give everyone an opportunity to play cricket and also inspire the stars of the future who will hopefully follow in the footsteps of Johnny Bairstow, Adil Rashid and everyone who went before them to represent Yorkshire and possibly even England?
Yeah, I mean, as it was highlighted today, Bradford has always had a very strong tradition of cricket. You know, the leagues in the area, the clubs, we've got some of the best clubs and some of the best leagues in the area. And it's important for us to keep producing players of that stature. And also, at the same time, facilities obviously play a very important role in terms of producing players of the future. And we hopefully, what we'll have in place now is some of the best facilities available. And also, in terms of, as a city, it's really important because the cricket, as it's played, is changing as well. You know, county cricket, it was always Yorkshire County Cricket Club. But now, it's getting a bit more regionalised. So, you know, there's a new cities competition that will be coming on board as well. So hopefully people will be able to affiliate with Bradford as a city and as well as Yorkshire in future as well, having a facility on their doorstep.